Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Paranormal Connection. I am your host, Kate Mattinson. Along with me tonight, I've got David Lefebvre back with us. David, good to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Kaden.
And tonight, we've got a really great show. We're going to go ahead and just jump right into it. Tonight, we've got a great guest with us. I've been really happy about bringing him on for the last few weeks now. So why don't we go ahead and introduce him? Tonight, we are lucky to have Roman and Rebecca from Spectral Intelligence Solutions, and they are the professionals out there for demonology and really the study of demons and diabolical hauntings.
Hi, welcome.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing very good. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. Well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about some of your history, and then we'll go ahead and just dive right into the show.
Honey, why don't you go ahead?
I grew up as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and after I got away from that, I spent like 20 years studying Wicca and voodoo and all kinds of like trying to have out-of-body experiences through meditation, and after about 20 years of that, now I'm a Christian, and I do a lot of biblical research and try to help people with their issues that come from practicing witchcraft.
And myself, I was ordained a minister back in the late 80s. I started studying demonology and focusing on theology in particular. All through those years, from the late 80s to present. I'm a martial arts instructor. I have a fifth degree black belt, and I'm an ex-law enforcement officer. And, we have been helping people for a long time. I mean, I've been assisting people for almost 15 years, dealing with various aspects of problems with the paranormal, but we decided to form Spectral Intelligence Solutions last year to have a web presence and, focus on assisting paranormal investigators in helping individuals that are being attacked by the demonic and the diabolical.
You know, as you may know, we've kind of been updating everybody on Facebook a little bit about what's been going on lately. But David and I have been lucky enough to have Roman and Rebecca help us out with a case that we've each individually been dealing with. So we want to really kind of allow Roman the opportunity to kind of hash into why this stuff is so important and why, you really just don't mess with it. And so, I mean, they will do just about anything.
And they can do just about anything. Absolutely.
Right. You know, Roman was telling me that you had worked on a case that, you've had anything from, little things on the counter to a refrigerator move.
That's correct. Refrigerators actually smashed up against an individual, pressing him against the wall. Tables thrown, furniture broken, people spontaneously combusting, furniture spontaneously combusting, people being punched, knocked unconscious. Getting scratched is really the low end of things.
That's the least of your worries.
Exactly. Getting the three scratches, that's just the way they say hello. the next steps are much, much worse. And
right.
They can pretty much do almost anything. And when it gets up to the level of a diabolical meaning, therefore a fallen angel in your house, they can do incredible feats of supernatural force. So that is something that always has to be taken into consideration. They can never be underestimated.
Right. And you had even told me so far as just to reach in and just kill you.
That's correct. They can reach in and grab your heart and hold on to it and keep it from beating. They can also cause other health problems. They can cause aneurysms, strokes. Those kind of situations are very common in dealing with the demonic and the diabolical.
Roman, I have a question for you. The three scratches, they said, how long would they normally last? Is there any specific time period, and can they also be from other forces other than the evil side that could you know do that as you know in a for any reason?
The three scratches ordinarily are felt like a burn, and in that in fact usually is what they are. It's a form of an electromagnetic burn, and they will last anywhere from a couple of hours to a few days. Normally, no more than 2 to 3 days, but ordinarily about a day. And the you know the significance of the three usually that is something you know the demons like to do things in threes, attack you at 3 a.m., things of that nature, to try to profane the Trinity, and also because you know when Christ was on the cross, it was at 3 p.m. So they always like to do things at the opposite end. They'll do things to profane the Trinity. But as far as the angelics and good entities talking to you, usually they don't communicate by that kind of means. Ordinarily, they may cause you to hear sounds in your house if they're present, but you won't feel as if there is something horrible in your kitchen. You'll actually feel as if an old friend is just bonking around in your cabinets, and that's sometimes the way that an angelic will make you notice that they're there just so that you know that you're not alone.
Gotcha.
Okay, yeah, a few months ago, or how long ago was it? About 2 months ago, I had on my left upper part of my chest, I had three marks about 4 inches long, and within a day they were gone. And that was before all the other stuff took place that I've talked to you about.
And like we were saying before, David, you have actually had Romans help with a case as well.
Yeah, I won't get into too much.
Right.
I like to hear what all they have to say. But the key thing is, I've brought this up on another show that they were on before, is from a paranormal investigative point of view, people have to realize what their limits are and know that you're not invincible no matter who you are, and you need to know when to call in for help. In our case, it's Roman and Rebecca.
Right.
And so many teams out there, we just, I keep trying to spread the word to get in touch with them for help on things like that. They're the ones that know what to do and have helped me personally, and they've helped you, Caden. So, again, I just can't stress that enough, and I'll throw it back to Roman and Rebecca to, take that on some more and share that point of view with everybody, what you do to help other teams and, not fear coming to you or coming to you for help and not thinking they can do everything themselves.
Absolutely. We're here as a resource to everyone, whether they are a paranormal investigator or just a regular person that is being terrified by a demonic or a diabolical entity. We offer counseling over the phone. We offer advice. Our website, www.spectralintelligencesolutions.com, has a wealth of advice in these areas as to how to know if it's a ghost or a demon, how to protect yourself, the various protection prayers to use, even prayers to break satanic covenants over your life. And in addition to that, if the person lives in the San Francisco Bay Area in Northern California, we are available to come and assist them in person. If they live farther away, we can provide the tools that they need and the contacts, possibly with priests and exorcists, to be able to help them cleanse their lives of these entities. So we have a lot of different resources and services that we can offer people. And, this is all free of charge, and we are here to help everyone, whether they are a paranormal investigator that has a case that they're trying to help another person with, or a person that actually is dealing with this and finds us on Facebook or the Internet.
Definitely. Yeah, and anybody out there that is listening, these guys are what we'd refer to as like the professionals in the field. I know that as far as the paranormal, using the word professional, I guess, wouldn't be the correct term, but You know, these guys are the ones that are really well experienced. They know what they're talking about, and which is why, you know, we were very happy to bring you on, Roman. We love all of the help that you do. And, you know, as far as myself, you know, I greatly have appreciated the help the last little bit. As far as helping people, you know, I know that, Roman, I know that you are a ordained minister, but that, you know, that really only takes up just a little bit of your time. I mean, how much time do you really spend doing any of these demonic cases? Is it just kind of as they come, or...?
As they come, as I'm directed, you know, I feel that the Holy Spirit directs me to assist people, and so I run into people out in my daily life. We're contacted on the website. We're referred by paranormal investigators. At any given time, we're usually working on at least 3 or 4 cases at once. And in addition to that, the cases are ongoing, because even after we assist someone in cleaning out their house, there ordinarily is a period of time where they're going to need some form of counseling, whether it be psychological counseling, in which case we do have the ability and resources to be able to do that, you know, or spiritual counseling and witnessing, which I certainly will do that. And, you know, the individual is going to need this kind of support because they've just been through a horrific situation. And it's not as simple as, you know, a pest control person coming in and just spraying and killing the bugs. There's an aftermath to this. And
definitely.
We need to help them to learn how to create a healthy, happy, love-filled life that is not conducive to the presence of evil.
Because a lot of these victims, after they've contacted us and we've just finally helped them, like, you know, cleanse their house of any demonic presence, it's like a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
And there is no, like, regulated health care department for paranormal victimization, you know?
So right.
They need some kind of friends, like a network to reach out to help recover from that.
Exactly, and they will continue to, at least for a period of time, months afterwards, need our support, because they've just dealt with, say, being scratched and assaulted on a daily basis for, who knows, a few months, a few years, most of their life. So
right.
we need to help ease them into what a regular daily life situation is. Which is, you know, because they're going to jump at every sound they hear for a long time, and they need to have people who they can call and let, you know, tell me, I just heard this noise in my kitchen, or my phone keeps cutting out, or what have you, and asking, is this normal? And so, you know, that's another area that we assist with is, you know, just a support system that they can rely on just to make sure that nothing is starting up again and that they're still perfectly safe.
Rebecca, you said that back in the past you were practicing Wicca and a few other things. What was the turning point for you? What made you decide to go from doing the things that you were doing at that point to where you are now?
Well, I just got sick of being... I felt like I was just being lied to, and nothing worked for me. I tried everything, you know, and I mean, 20 years is a long time to spend studying and practicing something, and if it's not working for you after 20 years, and, you know, I was like, what am I doing wrong? What's missing in my life? And it was God, you know. That was pretty much it, you know, and all of that stuff, it's all just, you know, I mean, maybe it works for some people, but none of it brought me any happiness or any success of any form in any way.
Let's have each of you answer this question, each of you individually. The question is, what was the main experience with a demonic entity that got you into demonology?
I was in a relationship for a while where my boyfriend at the time was regularly becoming possessed and assaulting me, and so that kind of really brought it home for me to, you know, I had to find some way to protect myself from it. But ever since I was a child, I've always had issues with bizarre paranormal experiences that couldn't be explained. And because of the religion I grew up in, they taught, Jehovah's Witnesses think that anything paranormal is of the devil or demonic. So if you have any extrasensory perceptions, or, you know, if you have that sixth sense, then you feel like you're evil or something. So I just had to learn a new way to cope with the reality that I was experiencing on a daily basis.
Right, definitely.
And for me, you know, ever since I was a young child, I could basically sense where there were demons. If there was a house that had demons in them, an item that was cursed, or a person that was possessed, I automatically would know. And I felt as a byproduct of that and a few other familial things in my background that they were always watching me. And I was constantly woken up in the middle of the night, starting when I was about 5 years old, by a dark presence that would basically try to grab my feet and pull me off the bed. And it continued all the way through my teen years, and I started focusing on ways to deal with it and to find a way to remove that power over me. And in my, you know, as things continued on, they started to get more and more obvious in their attacks, to the point of attempting to stop my heart, fighting physically with me, and that, you know, has continued throughout the years as I've started to help people. I mean, they also attempt to attack me. It's very common, and they're very vengeful. So there have been physical confrontations, scratches, assaults, being shoved, pushed, punched, slapped. You name it. So there's been a large amount of experience with them throughout my life.
Once you're aware of them, they're aware of you, and that lasts basically forever, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. And once you get their attention, an ordinary person could go through their whole life and never get their attention. But once you get their attention, they have long memories, and they do not forgive you for stopping them from doing what they want, however base their desires are. The moment that you try to stop them, and the moment that you take a side on God's side against them, then it's war, and they will not stop.
There, like with myself, when I was very young, they had their eye on me first, and then I became aware of them later as I became older. So sometimes they just pick people out for some reason, and they just, you know, it's a lifelong relationship, unfortunately.
Well, that probably goes into the area of having a destiny and God choosing you to be something that is going to be important in the future. The demons can't see the future, but they can see a little bit further down the road than we can. So they can see the direction that you're going to end up going in, and if it's something that is going to be in opposition to them, then they'll make their presence in your life felt very young.
Right, definitely.
Yes, things have gone full circle for me. That was the first place I ever investigated, near my house in Pennsylvania, where as a child we didn't even want to ride our bikes past there, and we rode on the other side of the road as fast as we could to get past it. And at 14, you know, we finally said, heck with it, we're going to go in, because nobody ever lived there more than 2 months at a time. And
right.
That was a demonic house, where we did a lot of research on it even back at that age, and found out that the town prostitutes were witches practicing devil worshiping there. And so it's like, gee, that's nice to know. Yeah, things have come full circle, and I said, you know, nowadays it seems almost every case I've been getting have been demonic in nature. And that's when I started getting in contact with you guys, because it's like, all right, obviously, you know, I've got, you know, being called into this, so I need to be prepared. And, you know, that's the biggest thing, is being prepared, number one. And what was the other part that I want to mention? Help me out here for a second. They asked you guys something about along that line of being prepared and how they can follow you and stay with you.
Being protected and being prepared.
Yes.
Plays. you know, it's really important if you're going to be doing these cases. You never know what kind of case it's going to be. Person says they have a haunting. They say they think it's a ghost. It turns out to be a demon pretending to be a ghost. Now the demon is on you, and you need to make sure that you are not bringing these entities home, and there are ways to do that. Obviously, that holy water, but holy water will not stop a diabolical, will not stop a fallen angel. Neither will rosary beads. Demons, holy water absolutely will stop them. They cannot stand to be around it, just like they cannot stand to be around ultraviolet light for some reason, which is the most likely reason as to why demonic activity ordinarily subsides to a bit or at least lessens during the daytime. But in addition to that, there's protection, sealing off your house. Demons and diabolicals cannot move through a wall that has a blessed tetragrammaton, that being the Hebrew name of God, which is Yehovah, printed on it, blessed, and placed on the wall. They cannot enter through that wall. So if you seal off your house with tetragrammatons on your walls, your ceilings, and your floors, then these entities will not be able to follow you back into your house. You can carry them on your person. You can place them in your car, because they will do things like try to suck the energy out of your battery. I myself have not only had that happen, I've had batteries, completely brand new batteries, be destroyed. I've had a distributor, an entire distributor in my car, be split straight down the middle into the engine.
Wow.
So, you know, these are things that are, it's very important. If you're going into a hazardous situation, you know, like nuclear waste is what these entities are like, you need to have a hazmat suit on.
See, and that's interesting, because that's another thing that, you know, again, you said that at this point, like you were telling me before, at this point, you know, nothing really is coincidence.
You can't take anything for granted at all.
Even when we're fighting demons, I wouldn't say look for a demon behind every bush. But definitely it's always important to keep in mind that once you enter into this whole situation, this is a war. It's a war of good against evil, and it's actually a war that it's fought in the spirit world, but it is also in our own world as well. So it's a physical and spiritual battle.
Well, it's like as above, so below. So we're going to bleed through into our reality.
And
Definitely. They
will use all different means to bring you into this battle. So it's always important to know that they're going to also use dirty tricks and things to disrupt your own household, and so and things to disrupt your health. So once you're in the middle of this battle and you've chosen the side you're on and you are, you know, doing things, following things in harmony with the side that you belong on, then you have to know that they are going to try all kinds of different things to derail your life. And it will be from within your own family. It will be from your work. It will be your vehicles. We have had times where, you know, specifically I have been counseling a person on, you know, fleeing from evil and focusing on the good and, you know, learning what God wants in their life. And those are the specific times that my vehicles have been attacked, when I've been talking to the person in their house. And then I come out and I have my vehicle towed. So, you know, I place tetragrammatons in the vehicle because, you know, now since then, since I have been doing that, that hasn't been taking place. The important thing to keep in mind with the tetragrammatons is they have to be blessed. They have to be written down in Hebrew and blessed. So therefore, it can't just be something that you print out from the internet. It's what makes the tetragrammatons holy. Like as if, you know, just as if you have a cross blessed or holy water. It's the same situation as that. So that's very important.
Definitely. Now, another thing that you had brought up to me as well is, as far as, you know, definitely as far as paranormal teams are concerned, the chances after having one case, having, you know, multiple cases back to back, how, you know, what are the chances of that happening? Are they pretty good?
Yes, very good, actually. You will, the more cases you take on, the more of these entities you will, at the very least, irritate, if not anger, and the more often you'll see them. It's very common for them to actually go ahead of you to a case that you're going to go to help an individual and start attacking that house to set up a situation for you to come into so you will know that it was them that was there.
Right.
And it's very common. And, you know, once you get into this, you'll start to see that there are a lot more demons out in the world than people are aware of or that want to give credence to. Ordinarily, people say there are lots of ghosts and rare demons. You know, from my experience and from my training, I see it to be the other way around. You know,
right.
my understanding of what causes a ghost is a tragic experience.